Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this. Look out, weekend. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
They're dead. They're dead. They're dead.
Sounds like. Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
That's right, you are right over this, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ C, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
That's a banger. your grandma.
Yes, people, me there. You listen to Sheffield Live with me, DJ Ski. We got platinum plates between now and 5 o'clock. If you want to get his ear nice and crisp, like Maka Wagwan, my brother, then it's either 93.2 FM, TuneIn Radio, the Radio Garden app, or any of those little machines you can say play Sheffield Live. We'll be there live and direct, but probably the best place to get us anywhere outer national is www.sheffieldlive.org. We got some of the usual things for you today. First, I was just going to be 45, some few 7-inch singles, some Soundman things from Tarzan Sound in Derby. They tore off the labels. I don't even know what they are. Some tunes, I just don't know what they are. I just know that they sound good. Anyway, we've got some of the usual first hour. Probably going to finish the last hour with some spoken word, a couple little speeches from probably one of the most influential human beings that lived in the 20th century. Today is a rather depressing anniversary, but regardless, it's an anniversary. So I'll talk about more about that a little bit later. Mr. Fearon, Wagwan, my brother. And in the second hour, I brought a few albums in for the second hour. And some 12-inch singles, Greensleeves, the label today. And we'll also have a sold-out selection. Here we go.
Thank you.
Well, that one was just a label that's been tore off and some red felt tip. TM track, I hate that. This one, though, is a 1970 from Jackie Mittu. Very influential. Holy Version. Safiran, Wagwan, you weren't first to message me today. That honor goes out to Maka.
Stay not shall reign over the barber supreme. Cause the after the battle is sweet to the victory, huh? Execution. Murder! Natty down in the valley for a very long time before the barber commanded. See Natty down in the valley for a very long time before the barber commanded.
Last little version for today. Maestro, Murder Version.
Just strangle the barber. Oh brother Natty, you bought a brother Natty in the valley. Say, brother Natty, just a in the valley. And saw him swing little Sally. Oh what a thing, what a thing. Beside the barber a swing. Oh what a thing, what a thing. Side the barber a swing, yeah. Oh what a thing, what a thing. Barber getting a ring, yeah. What a thing, what a thing. Like this barber, I swing down the valley, you know, see.
Kalinka, Maya, Wagwan.
But I know all of them are speculating the same because the naughty down in the valley, I was a smoke up the Cali.
You already know what it is, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Derek Morgan and the Aces. I don't know if it's the same as Desmond Dekker and the Aces. Could be, probably. 1967.
Now, boys, Rude is in court. Rude is in court now, boys. Rude is in court. Order. Now this court is in session, and I order all you rude boys to stand. You're brought here for gun shooting, ratchet using, and bomb showing. Now tell me, rude boys, what have you to say for yourselves? Rudis don't fear. Rudis don't fear, no boys. Rudis don't fear. Rudis don't fear, no boys. Rudis don't fear. Rougher than rough, tougher than tough, strong like lion. We are iron. Rudis don't fear, no boys. Rudis don't fear. 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 Rougher than rough, tougher than tough, strong like lion. We are iron. Rudis are free, yeah, boys. Rudis are free. Rudis are free, yeah, boys. Rudis are free.
Court adjourned.
Yeah, Pyramid Label 1967, Derek Morgan and the Aces. Gotta be the same Aces as Desmond Dekker, isn't it? Gotta be. Yeah, that's a nice little track, that. Could be worth a few quid, I'm gonna check it out. And then 1968, Tommy McCook had this thing out. It's a nice little ditty. Flight to Reggae City. Maya, with that long, 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 long hair of yours, this is for you.
This is the last flight to Reggae City. Your flight number is 007, and you'll be boarding at gate 11. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain, Captain Strege, from Reggae City. Tighten your safety belt, cause we'll be leaving. Shh.
Yeah, Tommy McCook, probably alongside the Supersonics. Flight to Reggae City. Maya, I hope you heard that. You were probably dancing in back daddy's car in that car seat, weren't you? I'm sure you would have been. You would have been. Yeah, Mr. Fearon. Sunshine, it's kind of warm up, man. Yeah, you can feel the sun today. But although you can feel the sun today, it's too cool in a Babylon, you know.
That's a bangy granddad.
He meant my joke. Change up a clip now. I think this is the basics. It's another label that's torn off.
I don't mind what you're saying. No, baby. I don't mind what you're doing. Baby. I don't mind what you're reading. What you are wearing. Any other day you treat me bad. Any other day you make me feel sad. And you took my heart and you tore it all apart. Baby, I don't mind what you are saying. Believe me, baby, I don't mind what you are doing. I don't mind what you are reaping. Oh, baby. I don't mind what you are wearing.
Any other day you make me feel sad. Any other day you treat me bad. And you took my heart and you tore it all apart.
Couldn't find a reference for that one. I think Mighty Diamonds did a version of that, but that's definitely not Mighty Diamonds. But that's how it goes, you know. We're going to stay with the local rock steady selection. This is the Dingles, not the ones on ITV. The Dingles. You don't know. Orange Jamaican Patois. You don't know.
You don't know. I've got a surprise here for you. You see, you're a great big misery. Men will love you to scorn. You wish that you were never born. Well, I don't know who's making fun. Something just got to be done. You don't know when troubles come. I've got to move. I will go, oh, so, so many miles away. You will find I'm not the one that should be blamed. Men will love you to scorn. You wish that you were never born. Well, I don't know who's making fun. Something just got to be done. You don't know when troubles come. I've got to move.
away. You will find I'm not the one that should be blamed. Men will love you to scorn. You'll wish that you were never born. Well, I don't know who's making fun. Something just got to be done. You don't know when trouble's come. I've got to move.
I'm going to send this one out to all the Wednesdayites out there, including myself. Cynthia Richards, Sentimental Reason.
I love you.
We love you for sentimental reasons. Today we've got relegated. It's the earliest a championship team has ever been relegated. But to be expected this season, after that little teething boy that we had as a chairman. Cynthia Richard, Sentimental Reason. Hold it down Wednesday. We'll be back. So that's how it go. Hey, Nosby, we were talking about this superstar of reggae. Just last week, we had your playlist on, Barry Biggs. And then I found this one today. So, Nos, hold this Barry Biggs. Yes, sir. On the Africa label, or Afric, Afric with a K. 1977, Barry Briggs, Sincerely.
Place.
with GJ Ski, 95.2 FM. Stay tuned.
Yes, a nice little one this. Barry Biggs, sincerely. Going out to my DIY director, Nuz. A nice one that I forgot I had that one, just in a pile on the shelf somewhere. Obviously shelves that Nuz made me. Hey Nuz, I'm not saying nothing to Leon just yet, because we know same day under pressure, about 75 minutes and 0-0 before us. Oh man, Mr. Fearon, you like that one? Then I'm going to send you this this Pat Kelly. I feel so you like this one. This is a 1971 on the Punch label. Soulful Love. Mr. Fearon, hold this one, you saw.
I try hard to do my best to bring about words to express, to show you how much I appreciate your soot and tenderness. But who can define soulful love? How in your mind I still can find the way to say you got soulful love. It seems the more I have to say just keeps me further away. The most sincere thing on my mind could never unwind. But who can define soulful love? How in your mind I still can find the way to say you got soulful love.
It's DJX, the platinum and place. With DJ Ski, 95.2 FM. Stay tuned.
Kelly, 1971, Soul for Love, staying in that mould for the last, well, I'm playing one more record and I'm going to go to the spoken word, and then I'll come back with a little bit up to the advertisement break, a little bit of music before the advertisement break, staying in the same mould as Pat Kelly, this guy, 1970, Larry Marshall, Banana Label, nice, this one's nice. Cause Pat Kelly, he's got to make it.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. I've got to make it.
Keep on pushing.
I've got to make it.
Keep on pushing.
Some way, somehow.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing.
I've got to make it.
Keep on pushing.
I've got to make it.
Keep on pushing.
Some way, somehow. You will make it.
Keep on pushing.
Oh yeah.
Keep on pushing.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. When I was a boy,
keep on pushing. Keep on pushing.
My grandmother said, I've got to make it.
You've got to make it.
Somehow.
You've got to make it.
You can make it.
You've got to make it.
You can make it.
You've got to make it.
If you try.
You've got to make it.
Come, let's make it.
You've got to make it.
You and I. You've
got to make it.
Come, let's try.
You've got to make it.
Come, let's try.
You've got to make it.
We will make it.
Keep on pushing.
Somehow. Some way, somehow.
Keep on pushing.
Come on, brother.
Keep on pushing.
Come on, sister.
Keep on pushing.
Come, let's help me.
Keep on pushing.
Turn the wheel.
Keep on pushing.
Oh yeah.
Keep on pushing.
Yeah, Larry Marshall. Beautiful bit of rock steady that, you know. Beautiful. Larry the Marshal. I've Got to Make It, been on label 1970. Pristine, that one, I like it. Anyway, we're going to go to a bit of spoken word. This one's from a soundtrack, this first one I'm going to play. This man was born on the 19th of May, 1925. All I'm going to say is that he was assassinated on this day, on this date in 1965. But his legacy lives on. His words still resonate like he spoke them today. It's unbelievable. But anyway, this man.
Don't let the white man speak for you, and don't let the white man fight for you.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself?
Well, I got the books right here, and they're open to each and every brother's complete inspection. Get your hands off of that thing there. So you want to see the financial books, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there he is. There he is. You done see them. Had the meeting adjourned.
What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own two feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past. Destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievements, any accomplishments. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
Dice, your partner talking to you now, Dice. Come on. Just hit it one more time.
Who's in there?
Ain't nobody in there but us chickens.
This is why the white man, his little children, he tells them about George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, all these white heroes. But we are never taught about any black hero. Only someone we're shown in history is my grandfather was picking cotton.
Picking cotton from the break of dawning till the day I'm through. Oh, Lord, that sun baking, wearing me out with all the work I do.
Cotton picking don't move me. No. But when it comes to teaching the black people something about great black men who stood their ground, who were scientists, who were civilizers, who were fathers of culture and civilization, the white man has shrewdly written that role out of the textbook. And today, the effect that it has on you and me, we don't think we can stand on our own two feet.
That speech, Who Taught You to Hate Yourself? Much longer, but this is from the soundtrack of the movie, obviously, which has got those clips in there. But that speech was made on the 5th of May, 1962, in Los Angeles. In Detroit, Michigan, on November the 10th, 1963, so like, six months later, he made this speech. It's my favorite speech, and it's still around today. You look at, you know, how certain people, you know, voting for Farage, voting for Trump. It's a bit mind-boggling to me, but each of their own kind of thing. But this speech, November the 10th, 1963. I can't play it all because it's a 12-inch single style.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master say, we got a good house here, the house Negro say, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, I'm the only Negro out here.
I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You're nothing but a house Negro. And if someone come to you right now and say, let's separate, you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. What you mean, separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa. That's what you say. Why, you left your mind in Africa. On that same plantation, there was the field Negro. The field Negro, those were the masses. There was always more Negroes in the field than there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field caught hell. He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you are still gut eaters. The field Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated the master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind, for a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run, he didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here.
You know what? I could play all of that speech. I could play Sparkle's speeches all day for the whole program, but we are, you know.
I'm a field Negro.
But Malcolm X born Malcolm Little. His dad was a Garvey. I can't remember where his dad was born. But his dad was a Garveyite. And so that's where Malcolm X got a lot of his philosophy from, even though he was, termed at the time, a black Muslim. He got his views on life and people that he were trying to support, you know, people of African descent. He got that from his dad, from his dad's Garveyism. From there was born black nationalism. From there was born Pan-Africanism. And from there was the early thoughts to create Rastaman music. Reggae roots, Rastaman music. So this one, I'm going to send that in the memory of Malcolm X, who was assassinated on this date in 1965. That's what? 61 years ago today. It's mad. That his words still resonate. 61 years ago, he's been dead. Anyway, in loving memory of Brother Malcolm. It's like when you go to the dentist.
Them can't kill the Rastaman at all.
That's right, you can't kill the Rastaman. Well, you can kill the man, but you can't kill his ideas. Malcolm X.
That's the strangest man I've seen.
That's because he's a Rastaman.
Having the mark of a Nazarene. A prophetical message.
That's because he's a Rastaman.
Warning out the time and out of age.
That's because he's a Rastaman.
The Rasta come from Zion. Rastaman a lion. Rasta come from Zion. Rastaman a lion. Him Irie. Remember Jeremiah, children.
He was a Rastaman.
Or even Isaiah.
He was a Rastaman.
Moses in the pit of mud.
He was a Rastaman.
Trodden from Bozrah with his garment dipped in blood.
He was a Rastaman.
Oh, a dre, Rastaman come from Zion. What a strange, what a dream, what a righteous, righteous. The Rastaman come from Zion. What a dream, hopeful one. The Rastaman come from Zion. What a dream, black, dreadlock one. The Rastaman.
Rastaman come from Zion. I think that tells you all you need to know about Malcolm X, in my humble opinion. I'm going to play one more from this unbelievable album. You know, if you haven't got this album, if you only buy one album that you haven't got currently, then it has to be Black Heart Man, Bunny Wailer. Dangerous, strange album. I'm just going to flip it now and I'm going to play one more tune for the ad break. Again, Because these are the kind of people that Malcolm X was talking about.
That's right, you already know the news, man.
It's Platinum Play, DJ Ski, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Malcolm X was warning us about these man. I'll see you on the other side.
She got me black heart, man, children. I said don't go near him. She got me black heart, man, children. Or even lions fear him. She got me black heart, man, little children. I said don't go near him. She got me black heart, man. Children, lions fear him. Growing in a neighborhood for such a long time that is filled with fear. I can't go here, can't go there, and I ain't supposed to go anywhere, anywhere at all. When I asked my mom if she could let me go out and play like little children do, she said be careful of the stranger giving candies to children and then take them away. He lives in the gullies of the city. You black heart man, y'all. You black heart man. Even in the lonely parts of the country, heart man, y'all, black heart man. He ain't got no friend, no home, no family. He's the black heart man, y'all. That's the black heart man. He is famed to live just like a gypsy. He's the black heart man, yeah. Growing